So in time, God had to bring back to its original state and place. Are you hearing me? In time, not in eternity, it had to be done. It had to be done in time. Are y'all following me? It had to be done in, so in time, I want to see what he's saying here about time. It had to be done in time. And in time, now what it talks about, the fullness of time, well, the time that is supposed to be done, everything that needed to be done for this to be fulfilled has been done in time. Now he's waiting for the completion of it. Did you follow me in that? Other words, all Jesus had done everything he's going to do in redemption. And in this redemption, that he brought forth a new breed, a new race, a new kind of man, a God kind of man, a God man. He brought him forth. And this God man, this body of Christ, we will fulfill in the fullness of time because the fullness has come in time. Do you understand? For this to get fulfilled, the fullness had come. So it's gonna, will not have to do anything else because the fullness has come. And he's going to fulfill this in time. Are you with me so far? So he said, "Ooh, thank you, Jesus. What is it? He wants you and me to go through this door. He wants you and me to come up a little higher. He wants to step up in revelation knowledge to go through another door that bring light so you know how to operate with him in this revelation." What revelation? That you see things the way he sees them. You understand things the way he understands them. His knowledge has become your knowledge now. You're not operating on human natural knowledge. You're operating on revelation knowledge, revealed knowledge, revelation knowledge. You see things the way he's seeing. Then because you see them the way he sees them, then you operate with the authority that he's given you. And what shouldn't be trying to come in your life, you bind it. You break its power. You stop its onslaught. You say, "I stop you in Jesus' name." But if you don't see that, you just go on blindly down there and walk right into the trap. And then wonder what hit you in the face, knock your eyesight out. But because you have revelation knowledge, you see it coming down the road. So you don't come here. No, you're not gonna disrupt and destroy my family. You're not going to have all this art and fussing and cussing and fighting among my family. You're not going to bring that stuff here. This family is going to grow up in the virtue and nurture of the Lord God Almighty. And all the days our lives, we're going to serve God. See, when you have this revelation knowledge, when your young couple get married and start out, you'll start out with revelation knowledge. And you'll know, no, every child that we birthed in this family is going to serve God and nobody else. Amen. But this is what you get, and not put anybody down, but this is what you get when you car hop. And anything goes. Pull your dress up and pull your pants down anywhere. Don't make no kind of commitment. This is what you bring in the world. No revelation. You don't know. You don't have a purpose. You're just trying to get a good feeling. And it costs you because that same child you didn't train or beat your brains out one day. But if you bring him up in the knowledge of God, he'll be an honor to be called your son, your daughter. It would be an honor to call them son, daughter. Y'all in the house today. But if you just try, that's all you all about, just to get a good feeling. It's going to cost you more than you want to pay down the road, you see. Because not only that, you just hopping around doing what you want to do, they're going to get you for child support, they're going to get you for this. But God wants you to have these benefits. And let me just say it out plain, and sex is included. But it's got to be in the plan. You can't be a car hopper. Grabbing a hotel room that you don't plan to stay in all night. Trying to sneak in somebody else's house and use it for a convenient time. Or you wanna do this and see how high you can get, but it's gonna cost you when you come down. But when you get high on grace, and when you get full of love, it doesn't leave you with a foggy mind, grabbing your heads, oh my God, oh my God. But it leaves you, say, let's go some higher. Let's go higher, Lord. I want some more of that, Lord. And the higher you go, the better you get, and the real and the more real God becomes to you. He becomes so real to you don't care about these things that the world's trying to throw at you and telling you how good it is. You know, there's junk, bump, and baloney. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I would that I could preach up in this place. If I had some folks, I would take off and go to preaching. But I just better close it down. And because of God, listen to this, verse 10, because of what God's unfailing plan, purpose rather, this detailed plan will reign supreme throughout every period of time, until the fulfillment of all the ages finally reach their climax. When God make all things, well, all the heaven and earth, how is it going to be? Through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Look what we're talking about. Being joined to the Lord, right? Mark 4:9. No, it's 11. It's Mark 4:11. I'm going to read this. If y'all can, put that in a New Living Translation. And we just have to pick up here the next day, because I know my time is close to being. If you can put that in the New Living Translation. If you can do it. I don't know if you have that. We have